Every life we have some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I'm Anita, and I'm sitting here with Olivia. And we've been talking about lots of tips to get you ready and prepare for short trips, long trips, trips during the summer, or maybe just a trip to visit relatives on the weekend. It doesn't really matter where you're going. You just want to make sure you're preparing and planning properly.
And you should be prepared by the end of this show, because we went over packing tips, bringing your pets along, and going on cruises. And now we're going to jump on our quarter miles.
Well, we love to do that because we love to talk about destinations. And in particular, we like to talk about destinations based on a little quarter that you can find in your pocket. Now, I'm sure you guys remember when the U.S. Mint decided to give each state their own quarter with a unique design on the back, highlighting something special about that state. Maybe it was something historic, maybe something that's related to the nature that you'll find there in the state. But whatever it was, those states came up with what they felt was most important to highlight for their state. And I know a lot of people collected those quarters. I know I did for a while. So you probably have a collection, but if not, you can just reach in your pocket and you probably have one of those quarters there. But what we like about it, Olivia, is that it can be inspiration to actually travel.
It is. It's obviously special to the state. And as we've reviewed, I mean, we're just burning through these quarter miles, and there's some really exciting trips that you may not have expected or, you know, thought it existed in a certain state. So we've really come across some cool stories along the way.
We really have. And the neat thing about it, as you're mentioning, is some of these things may be things that are not really known, kind of those little unknown facts about the state that you can also tie into a tour or a trip in visiting that state. So let's not keep everyone waiting. What state do we have today for our quarter mile segment?
We are looking at the Missouri State Quarter, and this one is an obvious choice. It's not a surprise, but it's still a really excellent story.
Well, tell me a little bit about it, because I believe that one was released in 2003.
Yes, and it was engraved by Alfred Maletsky, and it depicts Lewis and Clark's return to St. Louis down the Missouri River with the Jefferson National Expansion Memorial, otherwise known as the Gateway Arch, in the background. And then it's inscribed with the Corps of Discovery, and that's what Lewis and Clark's Corps was called when they went on that expedition.
And you're right. I mean, that's just an iconic landmark that you will definitely see when you're going there. So that is one, but it's one that you definitely should check out.
Yes, everybody learns about Lewis and Clark's 8,000-mile journey that began in St. Charles, Missouri, and ended when they returned to St. Louis. And so obviously there are a lot of things that you can do to kind of remember their journey, not only in Missouri, but all across the West. And so you can start with the Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail, which begins at Camp Dubois in Illinois, actually, and passes through Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. So you can do a whole summer road trip if that's your passion, or you can just check out bits and pieces.
Well, what I like about that is that you can really check a lot of the state quarters off of your list,
yes,
by going on the Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail. So that would be a good one. And, you know, we're always looking for those things that you can do where you bring everyone in. But here's one where you bring all the states in as well. That sounds like a fun one.
It does. Maybe we should look at more historic trails that kind of take you across the country. Obviously, we've talked about Route 66 before, but I'm sure there's some other ones.
Well, it sounds like it. I mean, it sounds like this is a great one. And Lewis and Clark, as you mentioned, we study and learn about them in our history book. So it would be great to actually go where all of the history happened.
Yes, and of course, you can also check out the Gateway Arch, which is 630 feet tall, and it celebrates Western expansion. There's also a museum there, and you can even take in views from the top of the monument. I'm not sure how that works physically, but apparently you can.
Well, I think I will hear about that one, because that sounds like there might be some height and going up high involved in that one.
Yes. And then around the Gateway Arch, there is a national park where you can learn more about the arch's famous architecture, which everyone can recognize, of course, and then also see exhibits and artifacts from the era of Western expansion. So lots of those big wagons and clothing from that time. You can learn more about one of the most famous cases in U.S. history, the Dred Scott trial, which began in St. Louis. And Dred Scott was an enslaved black man who sued for his and his family's freedom. And it's a case that we still talk about today. So you can learn a lot right there at the Gateway Arch National Park. And you can learn even more about Black American life from 1804 to 1865 at the museum.
Well, that sounds really good. I mean, the Missouri History Museum, you can see William Clark's journal, clothing, and other artifacts from their expedition. And it also features items from Clark's St. Louis office where he worked as a federal Native American agent. Now, that would be really good, too, to check that out.
Yeah, so not just his journey, but also his work and time in St. Louis.
And the original document of the Louisiana Purchase. I'd love to see that. It's on display there.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of Missouri history outside of Lewis and Clark's journey, so you can check out a lot there. But we were just looking at, you know, how you can celebrate Lewis and Clark.
In Missouri.
Yes.
Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and as you guys are probably guessing, we're in the fourth quarter here with Quarter Miles, and we're talking about Missouri is our quarter that we're focusing on today, our state quarter, right there in Missouri with lots of great history that we learned about in school. Olivia, but you can go to the place where a lot of these historic things happen.
You can, and we were focusing on a lot of things you can do in St. Louis around the Gateway Arch, of course. Another thing you can do is take a riverboat tour on the Mississippi River on a 19th century replica steamboat. So kind of channel, you know, Mark Twain.
Yeah.
And also imagine the journey of Lewis and Clark. And there are cruises there that are themed around, you know, dinner time, sightseeing. There's also entertainment on board. And they have riverboat cruises themed around the holidays as well. So there's even a Halloween cruise. So I wonder what that entails.
Yeah, and what I like about that is that you really get the sense of going back in time when you can actually go and participate in things like that, like the steamboat that dates back to that era.
Yes, and that really is something that, you know, when you think of the word Americana, that kind of
pops into your mind. It definitely does. But there are other things to do there as well.
Yes, you can go to Fort Bellefontaine. This was the first U.S. military fort west of the Mississippi River. And it's also where Lewis and Clark and their Corps members spent the final night of their return voyage before returning to St. Louis. And throughout the park area, there are interpretive markers and also great views of the Missouri River.
Yeah, and you know, the good thing about that, too, it sounds like, you know, you can get lots of photographs there, too, for those people that are looking for those Instagrammable moments. Sounds like that's a great place to get some photos maybe of the Missouri River.
Yes, that all of these national parks, of course, are going to be very scenic and beautiful in addition to having a lot of great historical content. And another place you can check out is the Lewis and Clark State Historic Site, which was the site of their Camp Dubois Winter Campground. There is a full-size replica of the 55-foot-long keelboat that they used during their journey to explore the river. And then right behind that site is where you can see the confluence of the Missouri and Mississippi rivers coming together. And around there is the monument of 11 pillars for each state they passed through on their journey that I listed out for you earlier.
Yeah, quite a few states. But I would say that that one would be definitely top of my list to go to the Lewis and Clark State Historic Site, because that just sounds really interesting to just see that. And like you mentioned, it does capture also, too, or highlights those other states that they travel through.
And the Mississippi and Missouri River, they're both, you know, such a big part of U.S. history, not just of the landscape.
American history.
Of history.
Absolutely. So you definitely want to check that out. Now, I can't believe how fast the show is going here. Maybe one more thing before we wrap up the show today to get people encouraged to maybe go check out these things in Missouri.
Well, we talked about their historic trail that takes you through all 11 states of their journey. But if you just want to check out the part that's in Missouri, you can go to the Katy Trail and hike or bike 165 miles of their trail through St. Charles, through the very scenic Missouri wine country. Missouri actually has a long history with wineries and vineyards. So that's another thing you can look into if you're interested.
Exactly.
And you can also see Daniel Boone's homestead, another famous American character.
Absolutely. Another one that we learned about in school in American history. Definitely check that out. And I love the fact that you can go there and check out the wines, too, because the German winemakers arrived in Missouri in the 1800s. So definitely
all the way back. So there's lots of history.
Lots of history. And then you can just check out these wineries and vineyards and have another way to look at Missouri because you probably don't think about it as being a wine country as well. So great tips today, Olivia. I think we have people ready. So they got the tips. Now we're telling them about Missouri. So I think they're ready. We planned their vacation for them.
It's up to them now.
All they have to do is call up that airline and book that flight and head on over there. Now, thank you guys for staying with us today, listening to the tips, and staying with us all the way through to the fourth quarter and here in the Quarter Miles. We certainly appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back with more tips and destinations here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And the show, of course, brought to you by the Sapporo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at sapporoislandbeachvacations.com. See you soon. Bye-bye.